This is Unleash Your Inner Legend, a podcast featuring modern-day legends sharing their life choices, habits, and routines that got them to where they are today. Get ready to be inspired and to take massive action to unleash your inner legend. Happy Monday, everyone. This is our first Unleash Your Inner Legend Monday Minutes of 2021. And I am so excited about 2021. I know 2020, we all joke and said it was the trash of a year. However, if you guys utilize that stress, that unknown, that panic in the right way, you channeled it and you've grown from it. So super excited about 2021. So why not kick off our very first episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend this year with five marketing trends that need to stay in 2021. So let's go and start backwards. So number five that we have on marketing trends that need to stay in 2021 is falsely using as seen on TV credentials when you were never as seen on TV on those platforms. So I'm dubbing 2021 the year of authenticity. So, you know, with us being all inside and, you know, connected to our cellular devices, connected to our computers, connected to social media, whatever, we spent a lot of time getting to know each other online as versus in person, right? So using as seen on TV on your websites, on your email signatures, when you in fact have never been seen on TV on those networks, there's, you know, you see it as seen on TV, it's CNBC, it's Fox News, it's all those, which is absolutely fantastic. We all aspire to be there. However, stop using it if you've never been on there. It's so easy for people to see through that. So again, number five is stop falsely using as seen on TV credentials. Number four, let's stop faking it until we make it. And this is gonna be like those people who are acting like they've sold, for instance, in real estate, you know, we all see those ads of people who are like, you know, oh, I've sold thousands and thousands of homes. And you know, in fact, that they barely even, you know, made it at the end of the year. So people are getting to see you, and it's okay. Like, show your struggle. As Robin Roberts said, your mess is your message. Don't fake it till you make it, you guys. Use that growing time to document, do the behind the scenes, show people your growth and your progression. Because I know so many people that have came to me and said, oh my gosh, I've seen you grow and develop over the years. It's awesome to see. And you know how good that makes me feel versus me trying to pretend like I'm this big shot, everything else. So you guys, number four was stop faking it until you make it. Just be yourself and embrace the journey, embrace the growth, and just have fun and showcasing yourself. So number three is, oh my gosh, this is so annoying to me, and I'm sure it's super annoying to you guys. Number three mistake a marketing trend that needs to stay in 2020 is going to be staged influencer pictures. Please, please, please stop with the rentals of the jets and doing a photo op whenever you're really not flying private. Stop staging everything to where you try to live this fabulous life. No one is perfect. And the thing is, people are not gravitate toward that, right? I mean, do you like watching people who are perfect? I personally don't like to follow people who are perfect just because I know perfection doesn't exist. So stop with the stage pictures, you know, be yourself. Don't, you know, dress and take pictures in the way you dress and show up in real life. The way you show up online needs to be the way you show up offline. So make sure you guys are congruent. You know, stop trying so hard. We're all here to have fun and learn together. Number two, you guys. As you know, with it being number two, it's going to get on my nerves. But number two is stop buying likes. I cannot stress this enough because this is going to be killing your engagement on your platform. When you go through there and you buy your picture and you go in and buy likes for this one specific picture, people with money are smart enough to understand if you have a picture that has 50,000 likes and there's one comment, something's not right there. And, you know, it's not going to be good for you in the platform that you're trying to establish. Don't focus on the number of likes. Focus on the quality people showing up to your page. So that was number two, stop buying likes. Okay, you guys, you ready for it? Drum roll. Number one marketing mistake and the marketing trend that needs to stay in 2020 is buying followers. You guys, I have been obsessed with Clubhouse lately, and I know as a lot of us have been, and I've been hearing that message over and over and over again. stop buying likes. I'm like, I'm so glad I'm not the only one thinking this, or stop following followers. So when you buy followers, again, people with money, they see right through that. You're going to start attracting the people who are wanting to get rich quick, the magical pill people who, as we all know, there's no such thing as getting rich quick in usually terms, and there's no magical pill. So stop buying followers. I mean, I know Dan Blitzerin even got called out, the king of Instagram even got called out on buying followers and buying engagement. It's absolutely unnecessary. If you guys are truly focused on adding value, you're truly focused on building your own tribe, focus on the quality, not the quantity, right? So I hope you guys enjoyed this quick Monday minutes on 5 marketing trends that need to stay in 2020. And please, for the sake of everyone, stop buying followers. Please, please, please. Anyways, I hope you guys had fun and, you know, agreed with me on some of those marketing mistakes. Super excited about 2021, and I will see you guys next Monday. I hope you enjoyed this episode of Unleash Your Inner Legend. For more inspiration, make sure to subscribe by going to unleashyourinnerlegend.com. We'll see you guys next week.